Good evening. Welcome to the Gallon Athletic Center for tonight's Great Midwest Athletic Conference game featuring the members of Ohio Dominican University and the Yellow Jackets of Cedarville University.
Welcome to week 18 of the Infield Singles Podcast. I am host Tad McKenna. I'm joined here in the Brock Three Bag Studio with Josh Wells and Michael Connor.
Howdy, folks.
Hey there.
Just got back from the men's basketball game. We've got some exciting things to break down throughout the episode. So it was a big night. I would say you can make the argument that it's the biggest game Cedarville's won in several years. And the reason I say that is because it was a very hyped game. Like, they talked about it all week long. Ohio Dominican is a good team. We were tied for like third or second in the GMAC, and we usually don't win those games. Like, I feel like they always hype these games up, tell everybody to come out, and we get blown out. Like, we beat Finley earlier in the year, and they're a really good team, so maybe that's the best win. I don't know, but this seemed like the most, like, we actually did what we were supposed to do when, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe Finley was like the best quality win, but this just felt like the biggest win. I don't know.
Yeah, and there was actually a lot of people out there at the game.
And they all stayed, too, yeah. Which that doesn't usually happen.
Yeah.
I was expecting everyone to leave at half, even though it was still close, kind of.
Right.
Well, who could pass up the chance to win a towel signed by the Towel Gang, you know?
Yeah, the Towel Gang. That's all we have to say about that.
Yep.
Well, yeah, big win for the Yellow Jackets and infield single fan favorite Quentin Green.
Yeah, Quentin had a very nice dunk in the game, and yeah, he scored like 10 points or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, 9 or 10.
We were told to address the dunk. So we have officially addressed the dunk.
Shout out Aaron Ackerson. Well,
we have Dr. White on it later on the interview to keep people listening.
Yeah, so we have several big interviews later. At the basketball game, we stepped into the world of live television. We did some recorded interviews with Baby Q after the game. Gave him an official infield single shirt. And then we also hit up Dr. White, among others.
And Mrs. Gruitt. I guess among others means Mrs. Gruitt. But
yeah.
That's Chase's mom for the folks at home.
Chase, who is not here right now.
I guess we were trying something new. We've never done, quote, live interviews before. And so it might sound, without having heard it, it might sound terrible for the folks at home. Might be a terrible listening experience. Or it might be a new, exciting experience that we will venture into.
I tell you what, I think Dr. White could have a career in coaching. He took those questions and he ran with them. We said the word defense, and he started talking about zone defenses disguised as man and all kinds of stuff like that. I think he's sandbagging on us.
Yeah, you see a lot of teachers and they kind of pretend to know what they're talking about, but like with when students have basketball, like, oh, I saw you played your basketball game the other day and made one of them three-pointers, but Dr. White was breaking it down, showing this whole president thing doesn't work out. He might have a career in coaching.
Watch out, he's step.
Yeah. Well, Eastep has jobs.
Yeah, his job is.
We're big Coach Eastep fans. Support the local coach.
That's right.
So you support local business.
I mean, he played JV and now he's a D2 coach, you know? So
yep, he's a journeyman.
Hustle.
That's what we're about.
That's right.
The weather's been pretty interesting lately, Chase. Damn. How about you give us a quick little weather update? Because the mic is here, Chase. The mic is here. You're there. Chase. Why don't you give the folks at home an update on how the weather's been lately?
It's been all over the place, Michael. It's been snowing, it's been raining, it's been 40, it's been negative 15. It's supposed to stay cold, though, so that means it's cold enough to go out on the lake with no fears. Looking forward to that.
Oh!
So speaking of frozen lakes, Chase, there was an event that happened on campus this week that got everybody into a tizzy, I might say. It seemed like it was, I don't know, 50-50 on people that thought it was funny and people that were just so offended by it. But anyway, it was actually very well thought out. They took 6 bike racks and locked them together with bike locks, and like pushed it out on the lake. There were several bikes locked in it, so that's not really cool. But the magic touch that just topped the whole thing off was they put a caution wet floor sign in the middle, like a slippery sign. And then just shoved it out on the lake. and people were like posting videos of it and posting pictures of it, and like half of the people were like, that's funny, and then half of the other people would just kept going on and on about how that's property damage and like you should be so like ashamed of yourselves, and if you are a true Christian you'd come true and or come clean and tell you the people that you did it. But anyway, so then some brave soul went out onto the lake and retrieved one bike manually, and then somebody else, I guess a group of other people, went out with a rope and dragged it on over to the shore. And we put the bike racks back and the bikes back on one rack. Nothing happened, but people got upset about it. I guess the biggest thing was that it was like raining all day.
Yeah, it was warming up too.
Yeah, and so they're actually lucky that they got it off that day, because if it would have kept melting, they probably would have, the rack would have melted into the lake and then it would have froze again. So then the rack would be like connected to the lake. What are your thoughts on this prank, Chase?
My thoughts? Oh. My thoughts are, that's pretty funny. And you shouldn't have a bike on campus. Lesson learned.
Didn't you just have a bike on campus?
I did, but it didn't really leave my room.
And someone threw it in the lake.
Okay.
Well, yeah, at other schools, I've heard that like if you don't lock your bike, it gets thrown in a tree. So I feel like all things considered, we're pretty chill about bikes.
This happens every year, too, so people should be ready when the lake freezes.
Yeah, usually it's like a golf cart, you know? Now it's just the bike racks and lock. And, okay, none of us did it. We're not, like, trying to cover for people who did. We're not trying to condone it, but it, you know.
It was pretty damn funny.
In the grand scheme of things, nobody died, nobody got hurt. Yes, somebody could have lost a bike. That would have been bad.
Someone could have fallen in and lost a life, but no one did.
That's right.
No harm, no foul.
I know who did it, too, but I ain't no snitch, so I ain't gonna tell.
You actually know who did it?
Yes, I do. Huh?
That's nice.
So. Yeah, I know, too, but I ain't gonna tell, because I ain't no snitch.
That's right.
And I know, too.
Three.
I know three.
Michelle Connery ain't raised no snitches, I can tell you that much.
Chase went to breakfast today.
Yeah, first time in like a week. I'm going to try and make it two in a row tomorrow.
We walked in on, like, the first week of class to breakfast, and Chase goes, you see all these people? They'll all be gone in a week.
That was last semester. This semester I knew I was going to fail.
No, that was 100% the first day of classes this semester.
Are you sure?
God is my witness, and Michael as my witness.
Okay.
Anyway, there you are. What are we, 4 weeks in, and Chase is going back to breakfast.
At least I went back. I've never gone back before in a semester. So this is the start of a new trend.
Look at you, you dedicated soldier.
Thank you for your service.
Speaking of Magic the Gathering, Chase and Farquaad traveled the world to go to a special magic event, a gathering of wizards, if you may. And how did you guys do with that?
So we went 2-2, and Farquaad wasn't very happy because like he thought we should have gone 3.
Tell the folks at home what this was, like what you went 2-2 and what.
Is it a Comic Con?
No, like basically they release a new pack. They give everybody cards, and you build a deck, and then you play. That's about it.
Were you adequately prepared with enough lands? So you're able to summon the underworlds?
I just let Farquaad take care of that part. He knows all the technical stuff. I just like sitting there and like playing cards.
So you were describing it the other day as like everyone's sharing pizza. What's kind of the dynamic of that environment?
Not my usual social group is how I would say it, but they're interesting. I'll just say that. Interesting people.
What is your usual social group?
You guys?
Describe.
Describe
in words.
Talkative. Play sports.
Now describe it in sounds.
Dribble, dribble, dribble. Is that a sound? No.
That would be a word. So the SpongeBob's little whatever those are.
Sardines.
Do you remember freshman Nematodes. Year? Wait, did you have chem with us? No, you didn't. Do you remember the Dark Lord or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
There's some kid sitting in the...
Call me Dark Lord.
You can call me the Dark Lord.
That's hilarious.
That and the prof did. Class. The prof did call him.
Yeah.
Well,
that was the worst.
So, Chase,
he's hilarious.
Is that, like, the McLean, people that yeah. you went to this convention with?
Yeah.
A bunch of Dark Lord wizards? Did you bring your own wand? Did you dress up?
No.
Did
no.
you eat the pizza? What was in the pizza?
It's just Pizza Hut. That's it.
Oh, well, Pizza Hut.
Part of
oh,
our,
I'm so hungry.
Part of the cost to get in was, like, added to pizza.
Taco Bell.
You're going to Taco Bell?
Be nice.
Spencer said something about going to T-Bell.
Oh.
So when we get back, folks.
Oh, it's already 10:30.
We'll have full tummies.
So now that we got all that nonsense out of the way, we're going to send it on over to the basketball game and give you some of our live interviews. So stay tuned. The winner takes all. It's the thrill of one more kill, the last one to fall. We'll never sacrifice their will.
Big game. What's the momentum feel like going into the game against Finley in Ohio Valley?
We got a lot of momentum. Finley's gonna be kind of rough, but I think we can.
Hey, hold up. This my son. Y'all put some respect on his name.
Were you able to lock down Quentin Green? What was the key defensive strategy coming into the game?
Well, with Varus, we just knew he was gonna go right every single time, and Hickey, like, he was missing shots this game, so we just had to close out right. But yeah, we got the
win. All right. Thank you very much. Hey, yo. Holy smokes, folks, you heard
it
first. Holy crap, that was exciting. We're on the floor.
Oh shoot, yeah we are. Now what? Yeah, let's go, this is Gruitt. Wait, we're filming. I'm recording. Oh, now we're going into press territory.
This is Gruitt. Rachel!
What are you doing? What are we doing?
Just a quick...
You're gonna ask me questions.
A quick word from the press table.
Yeah, so it really looked like the Jackets were able to turn up the defensive pressure there in the game, right? And shut down some of the key players. We think we're doing the strategy.
Coach Yelena. Basketball.
What do you feel like you contributed to this big win?
To this big win, I kept the score.
There you go. Without the score, there's no big win. You heard it here first, folks.
Thank you for your time. Go Jackets. Oh, hey, Dr. White. They say, hey, we're from the infield singles podcast.
Yes.
Do you have a moment to comment on the game?
Sure, I do. Okay. All right, we're here with Cedarville President Dr. White after the big Yellow Jacket victory over the Ohio Dominican Panthers. What do you think a win like this does for the rest of the season?
Well, I think it's a good win for us. We were tied for second at 7-3, so it sets us up well for the tournament, gives us a tiebreaker. But I also think it's a big win because they just play good, hard defense the first half. The fouls were out of whack. It was 9 fouls called against us, 6 fouls against Ohio Dominican. It's not right. We needed the rest to do a little better. They did the second half, and I think the scoreboard showed that. So good hustle, good athleticism, and the scoreboard showed that our team hung in there the entire game. So big win.
You spoke a little bit of the outstanding defensive game. Are they able to lock up their 2 stars, Variance and Hickey? What do you think were the key moves in shutting those 2 all-stars down?
You know, I don't know exactly what they did other than the zone where they mixed it up to look like man from time to time. It gives these other teams some trouble on occasion. They didn't really shoot that well from the outside, so that kind of pinned them down deep. So that probably helped us out. They may play better on a different night. But again, that all-around hustle, Grant Zawadzki getting after it on the court, down on the floor, love to see his hustle. He had a few fouls I thought were cheap fouls. But other than that, really like the hustle there for the guys.
There you go. Big hustle. That's what the infield singles are about.
Hey, I like it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we should just plant in center court and interview somebody.
Zach!
Come up, interview.
All right, you ready?
Yep, we're ready.
Cool. All right, we're now joined by Cedarville student athletic trainer Zach Williams.
At center court.
Feels
good.
We've officially made it. Zach's a fan favorite, so familiar face, familiar voice for the folks at home.
Semi, I guess.
So we saw you come out on the court with your gloves on a few times. What was that about?
There was some blood on the floor at one point. A player had a broken nose, and so we gave him some treatment just to shove something up his nose, and then ref called me out to clean up the blood on the floor, and that's about all I did.
In a big win like this, what do you feel like you brought to the table? What did you contribute to a big win like this?
Oh, there was some pregame treatment that we did, getting them ready for practice. We did Gatorade this week, so that helps a lot. Let's see, halftime we did some halftime treatment for one of our players. I don't know. I think I contributed, about 5%.
There you go. An all-around team effort from the Jackets tonight. Well done, Zach.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me again, guys.
So that concludes our little experiment with live interviews and live recording. Hopefully you folks at home enjoyed it. If not, we'll be back to our original stuff next week. Remember to follow us on Twitter, @InfieldSingles. Like and subscribe to us on YouTube. Subscribe to us on iTunes and Spotify. And just find us anywhere else, because we're everywhere, apparently. Also, feel free to support us on anchor.fm/infieldsingles. There's an area where you can donate as little as 99 cents. Every penny helps. I don't know what else to say with that, but remember to tee it high and let it fly. See ya.